Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Part due.
De.
Do.
That means God.
Oh, really? You know what?
Part God.
It is like you. God brought us this because you. I don't know where the fuck they found Jovi, but this is going to be heavenly.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do-do-do-do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Okay, I've got to say.
Wait, hold on. Welcome to 90 Day Games, everybody.
I won't jump in right away.
Poodle just got very y'all have came for us and really enjoyed Poodle's description of him as Tim Curry on acid.
It's so set because it's Tim Curry mixed with like John Cryer-ish too.
I think someone posted a meme of that actually.
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Here's the thing, y'all. This is part two of our
yes. This is
90 Day Fiancé season 8. Our opener.
Premiere part two.
Jovi, they could not have found a more close representation of Southern Louisiana. Jovi might as well be wearing a New Orleans Saints jersey, an LSU hat, holding a beignet from Cafe du Monde. And screaming, who dat? Who dat? And then, laissez le bon ton rouler, Cher.
That makes me actually, we can't travel right now, but I have to say to sissies, if you have not been to New Orleans, it's maybe one of the best cities in the country.
Especially for food. It's a great food city.
The people, it's one of the kindest, like they're so sweet and they're like, it's true diversity. It's just, and people are beautiful and just real. I loved it.
It's a wonderful city. I did my master's at LSU, so I taught boys like Jovi.
And he fucked boys like Jovi, which is why he had to leave.
Who climbed straight out of the bayou and slithered to New Orleans as country boys. What I'm shocked at is that Jovi doesn't have more of a Cajun accent, but his mother does.
Okay, so that's what that accent.
I'm so good. You're gonna go get pictures of her.
No, okay. So come at me. I know a little bit, but I feel like I want to nerd out a little bit for you. I'm Maddie, by the way. People get confused. He's Poodle. Y'all, yeah. I'm not Poodle. I call him Poodle. Maddie calls Jake Poodle.
You will never be Poodle.
I don't want to be Poodle. I don't have that much time to bleach my asshole.
I have never done that.
Yet.
Except tried.
And then you just burned your taint. You couldn't touch your balls for 3 months. So,
well, don't use peroxide down there. It's not what happens.
Not what happens. Explain the Cajun accent, because I think it's, because it sounds a little Haitian. It sounds like it's got to for people to understand that. Because I think a lot of people don't understand Cajun culture and that.
Cajun comes from the word Acadian, which were kind of settlers. Basically, that's Cajun, Acadian. It's because of the French population in New Orleans at the time. So one of the reasons you think it sounds Haitian is because Haitian has a huge, the country, the language, because Haiti was a French colony.
Yes.
So French was their language. it's got Cajun has roots in, with the, strangely enough, the whole area of Southern Louisiana, especially New Orleans, is heavily influenced through Creole culture, Italian culture, and French. French is what everyone expects. But
so to interrupt though, is, because I don't know, that is Creole the same? Is it the same as Cajun? Is that in or those?
No, they have a lot of similarities. Creole culture is definitely the culture of kind of mixed, where black culture from Caribbean culture is more Creole.
Okay.
And where black culture and indigenous culture mixed with French culture.
Okay.
But it has a lot. I'm no authority on Creole, but I just know that Cajun and Creole are very different.
Y'all, what we say before, Creole, we're no authority on anything.
Cajun, you're saying Creole and Cajun seasoning are the same things.
But I'm playing a little bit of
not.
Of a dumb American here, because I think a lot of people watching don't. And so I just, I'm wanting to tease this out a little bit. And if you are a Cajun Creole sissy and, or an expert in this, come at us, let us know. We're just kind of talking from Jake's experience.
I know a thimble full of knowledge about this, and I'm never afraid of talking about it.
Okay. I'll put you on the spot about that.
So. But it's, so you'll hear in Cajun speech, a little bit of French, but it's kind of its own thing. And like the word like cher, they'll say that you'll hear like cher, you know, as deer or something.
Cher,
like
cher.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Like who dat cher?
Who dat cher? Like deer is in like the way I call people sugar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's also a French term too. So that's what they've taken from the French.
Does it come from like mon cher?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in The King and I.
and
you're my Siamese child.
Pourquoi la vie belle?
Gorgeous dress, and I'm just spinning it around like Deborah Kerr. If you don't know, I'm gay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, every day is the queen and I living with this, working with this. So, okay, well, I think that's helpful because I don't want, because it's different than Southern culture, and that's why I wanted to preface. It's different than Southern culture. It's really Cajun Creole. It's like a very, one of the oldest kind of cultures in the United States, right?
And it's been almost because that some of the areas of Southern Louisiana are so isolated, it's been preserved. Mostly because a lot of Cajuns stay there on the bayou and they don't go out. I would also like to point out that New Orleans culture is very different than Cajun culture.
That I didn't know. Yes,
they have things in common, but that's why when you have a little country Cajun boy go to New Orleans, he's gonna spend every night on Bourbon Street throwing money to strippers.
Wow.
And y'all, we said this before, it feels like he's got four extra teeth in his mouth. I'm like,
I think it's a pretty smile.
Bumpers in there. I'm not saying it's not. It's just so many teeth. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
You know what? What I think he's interesting in that he's, you know, there's a difference of a party boy who's an idiot. He's not dumb, though. I mean, he works in underwater robotics.
There's a weird...
Like, he's interesting, but then he's vapid. I get confused.
I don't think he's interesting. I'm gonna say he's a spoiled mama's boy who kind of has some intelligence, but he chooses not to use it and would rather party. He's your typical douchebag. I mean, he's your typical douchebag with a nice degree.
So I wrote, whenever I was watching this, Poodle would totally want to fuck this guy.
This is interesting because when I first saw him in the older pictures, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's hot. And then it was kind of like every time they would show him now, I'm like, ooh. And then they show an older picture, I'm like, hot, hot, no, hot. I'm totally dumbfounded.
Okay.
I can honestly say I am riding the fence, which is what they used to call me in college.
There goes riding the fence. Oh, look, there's fence right behind him.
I don't think so. I would, honestly, those set of chompers, which I may call him chompers from now on. I don't know. There's something about those teeth. There's something about the eyes, the lips, and I'm all for a big set of lips, y'all. I have big, full lips. But there's something a little fish-like, and it's a little too much for me. I feel like if you kiss him, you'd lose yourself, and not in a good way.
It's interesting to me that you think he's not fuckable, but yet you would fuck John from Love After Lockup.
Oh, who's yeah.
So gross. God. His teeth are like yellowed and
no,
like
smoked. No, oh, Chain.
Chain.
Chain just needs a lot of dental work. Yeah, John's teeth are awful. He needs a Crest White strip or two.
Yeah, he does. Big
but
time.
But he's hot. I'd call him daddy. Let's
help
move
me.
On.
Help
I,
me.
I literally wrote down, I can't decide if I'm attracted to him or not. And that rarely happens, you guys.
I think he would be the straight guy at the bar that would buy you a drink. And because I think you guys, he's traveled a lot.
He's
been to 25 countries. So I think he could probably talk about worldly things that would draw you in.
You're right. I'm going to be honest. After four drinks, it didn't matter what you look like.
Yeah. If he's going to talk about like having such a great time seeing, like, I don't know, the
pyramids. He would talk about the pyramids and the fjords of Norway in one breath. And yeah. I would start making out with him with those big chompers.
He would. Y'all, he's been to almost 25 countries. And so basically that's the way his job is he goes and he works for like a full month, like out in the sea. And then he has a month off. So
great job. That's
kind of like Russ from Russ and Pow.
I think,
but then he quit it to get married because y'all, she has a magic. She
magic
lets
pussy.
Magic pussy.
I also think it's because she's the first girl who let him put it in her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We said that before.
Hey, I've done things for magic dick. Don't get me wrong. I've quit a job.
I think he has a pretty nice dick too. I think that's what's overriding my sense.
I think it's probably decent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's not
huge. I'm not like salivating like I normally am.
What has been your experience with Cajun men?
It seems it's almost always girthy.
Okay.
But they vary widely. The problem is they're usually so drunk that they can't
can't
really fuck you.
What about Creole
men?
Sorry, Cajun boys. What about Creole men?
I haven't really been with a lot of Creole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do a live show in Louisiana so you can finish your job that you set out to do. So he was traveling your world tour. And so that's where he met Yara, who is 25 and she's from Kiev, Ukraine.
Yeah. We know you. We know those Ukrainian girls.
She loves a filter, y'all. We've got the new Rebecca.
She fell in love with Joby because we both like beaches. We both like travel. We both like what? Please give me something to like so I can get green card.
Yeah, exactly. She is so bored in this interview.
Let me just disabuse you of everything. She's not in love with him.
She is not in love with him. No.
She's a grifter. We've got ourselves another, as we said before, an Anfisa before.
I think we've got ourselves. I think Yara went to the Olga Pudelskaya school.
She did. We're going to talk with Olga soon. She's not here this week. as I said last week, a raven did hit my glass.
I mean, she's in town.
Yeah. She's probably trying to swindle another Chinese businessman, but you know.
Oh yeah. She's totally in downtown right now, like doing coke off people's butt.
Surprisingly, I don't think she's had Corona yet. I think she may be immune.
Possibly. So she's the one person in the world can't get it.
Or it's just the buildup of all the STIs in her system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even the coronavirus is like, no, thank you.
No, thank you. And so
I'm not going to put a toe in that toxic soup. I'm good.
So they met and see, this is where a poodle would, like if you met somebody on a travel app and then he said, hey, do you want to meet in Budapest for like a long weekend? That would like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they did move in.
Paying?
Exactly.
That was Yara's asked question too.
Yeah. Are you paying? So they thought it was a fling. He said, and things were kind of just to show when they talked together, things really didn't go that great. And it really wasn't that interesting. Y'all, but then they hooked up and they had really good sex and things got better.
Really good sex. And then it was fine.
And then it got better. She's a makeup artist and she's a very girly girl. And he's like, she is caring and she's family oriented.
She also likes luxury things.
She does.
I know that's a shock.
And kind of what propelled them to be together is kind of like Brandon and Julia.
Yep.
They were raw dogging. And they got that little swimmers. You gotta watch them little swimmers.
Please, no, baby girl, you're gone. We don't need you.
So she got pregnant. She got pregnant, and yep. So they had only, what did they say, like 6 months or something like that?
Yes. And she lost the baby.
But
question.
Question.
Was there ever a baby?
You know, I wondered that. In my darkest heart,
I said, come on.
I didn't think that until actually we saw Yara arrive.
I know.
Once I saw her arrive, I went, yeah, I went, whoa, was there, did he, because I don't think he went over and like saw, it would just, I would be very hesitant.
If there was a baby, we'll never know. We'll never know that.
And if there was,
it comes out.
That's horrible. It's horrible to think that some
saying it, and it's terrible that I would thought it.
But you know what?
But y'all thought it too.
I thought it too.
Thought it too.
I thought it too.
You know what? If you criticize me, look at the mirror.
Oh Lord. So
anyway,
he felt like getting that made them closer though in kind of going through that process, and he still wanted to go forward. So y'all,
he said he got cold feet when she lost the baby.
Oh yeah, he did. Cause you know, his mom was like, was she pregnant?
Well, you don't need to be messing around with that Ukrainian girl.
Yeah. He did get cold feet, and he was like, okay. So
he did propose to her in Cuba, though, underwater.
I'm just waiting for you to talk about how you have a problem with that.
You know, I don't. You don't? I kind of don't. I wonder if one of the robots he engineers actually had, here is your ring. Oh, underwater maybe. Robot.
That would be kind of sweet.
Here is your ring, bro daddy.
Bro daddy. Yep.
I'm underwater. Isn't this cool? I need to go fix some oil pipe now.
Yeah, it was cute.
That robot's name is Arvid.
Arvid. Now we should say he proposed to her before he knew they lost the baby.
That is true.
So they proposed and then they lost the baby. So then it was kind of like, do we continue or not? And even as he talks about her, he's like, I'm not sure I want to do this, but yeah,
neither of them are sure. Even she's like, yeah, I think I love him. I'm not sure. My love for him grew. I'm not sure what it is now. Is it raining outside? I don't know. I would like to say, I don't know if it's later when she says this, but she's like, yes, I fell in love with him for his body. The way his body was before, not now. I'm here for that shade, y'all. She's going to be my favorite character all season. I could already tell you that now. I'm loving it. Give me more Yara.
Because, you know, her body probably even looks better because she's thinking, how do I attract him, but also other eligible American men?
Oh, yeah.
But what is she going to do when she goes out on that bayou?
I'm sure with all of his hunting and fishing, she's going to have a problem.
But oh, goodness.
I want to say that we speaking of hunting and fishing, he is he's fishing with his, I think his friend or his.
Because you're right. I just want to say that that kind of is in country. I mean, even in Oklahoma here, like people go and do stuff, but there definitely is like a way of life here. People, you know, my father, I think he's been to DC and he's been to New York, but he's never lived more than 8 miles from where he was born and grew up.
Yeah.
So is that, to me, that seems like that is the culture of where Jovi is from.
Cajun Yara, culture, yeah.
Yara, and I feel like this is setting up for failure again because Yara met him. They're traveling internationally. She sees, I mean, maybe he's still going to travel, but I don't know.
He's a little more outgoing. Like he moved to New Orleans. So he's like second or third generation of that. So but he's still a small town boy. And yes. His family is a small town family. So mom, he gets fish and they're frying up fish. God, I love a fish fry.
I do too.
Oh God, it's so good. So,
and he looks at his mom looks at him and she says, so are you excited? Y'all, that was the first thing she said. And I went, well, this isn't going to work for her.
Yeah. She's annoyed at the whole thing. And she's like, guess what? I Googled it, Jovi. Ukrainian women. She's like, Ukrainian women, won't you want your money, Cher? I'm going to do a terrible Cajun accent on her the entire season. Cajun people are going to come for me. I don't care.
I'm going to do Cher every time you say that.
And I'm basically doing the Cajun chef the entire time. Justin, what's his name? And the thing also, you guys, because of his work and the way his work is, he, for 90 days, because she's coming, he's only going to be there for 2 weeks. Then he's gone.
He's pulling a Russ as well.
I guess she's going to be at house with his mother. Yeah, she's pulling a Tania.
Well, Russ, you know what's going to do the same thing? And y'all, that is not the best idea. It never is, but I feel like
you're saying that this is not the best idea.
It's normally not ever the best idea. It is Sinjin and Mama Missy. Okay. They could learn to like each other. Pal and Russ's Oklahoma family with that terrible kitchen, maybe she wouldn't love it. This
Yara and is Mama Cajun
horrible idea, mainly Mama Cajun and Yara, but also he's so dumb. I would never leave her alone because he could come back and she could be in love with another American man.
Yeah. 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 It's really interesting how he is quite dumb. And she's probably got a pretty nice magic pussy too.
I bet he's like academic smart.
And maybe.
I bet he just has no common, he's like no common sense, emotional
he's
intelligence.
Such a D-bag though.
Well, you're right though. He's been babied.
Yeah. It's just a terrible D-bag.
I mean, y'all, he's 29 years old, and he's never bought flowers for someone.
Let that sink in.
Like, even a... You've never bought flowers for your mother?
I know. The shame.
Maybe gay sons are just better at it, kind of attuning to their mother, but I disagree with that, because my brother was... I think a lot of our straight male sissies are going to be like, that's fucked up that he's never bought flowers for anyone.
Yeah.
That tells me something about you.
Oh, yeah. It's a douchebag. It's a total douchebag. Yeah.
You can call me selfish when all I want is your love.
What song is that?
Oh, that's a deep, deep cut NSYNC song.
Occasionally you'll sing. I'm like, where do you find these songs?
I mean, this is why I was in a Justin Timberlake commercial. I'm a huge Justin Timberlake NSYNC fan. I was very... Julie Fiore and I were way too obsessed about them at college at North Texas.
Yeah, like all the other heterosexual boys.
Like... You know what? There is, at the time, there was a lot of straight guys that were like, I'd fuck Justin Timberlake.
Really? I don't
in
know.
In the music department.
Exactly.
Like the jazz guys would be like, eh, I'd blow it.
They're He's married. They're married to men now. That's pretty ridiculous. I think he's going to pick up a TV from his friend Klein. Yeah. God, what a southern name. A friend from the Bayou. And Sarah's going to be some entertainment too. That's his girlfriend.
She is pretty.
She is very textbook Southern girl.
Textbook Southern girl.
Yeah. Pretty. She's got enough makeup on at that time in the day. Mm-hmm. She dresses exactly like my sister-in-law.
When she gets in like around 43, 44, she's still going to start wearing like fuzzy sweater vests that go on top of like just a long shirt and tights.
Totally.
With some cute boots.
She's going to savage Yara. I can't wait to see it.
She is, because she already is kind of doing that. She already is like, look, so we kind of knew it, but apparently, y'all, for real, Jovi really does have kind of a stripper problem.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this. So Sarah's like, we think this whole situation is bizarre. And I mean, we can't believe a girl is like going all the way to the U.S. for a man, even Jovi. they really were like,
we're his best friends. He's a piece of shit.
For chompers? Seriously?
But he makes a good margarita. Like, what? Like, why are they around him?
He's really fun at parties.
Oh, boy.
He's a good time guy. So
he's a good time guy.
And basically, they even says he's going to have a lot of explaining to do to all your
She's like, no
friends.
More. Yep, she says no more whipping out the black card.
And he also says this is so typical Southern kind of slash Cajun guy. He's like, you know, I like to go out. I like to have fun. I drink a little bit, which means I get blackout every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. You're right. He never bought flowers before. He's moved into his new bachelor pad. He don't have any of that women-like stuff.
Mm-mm.
He don't even have potpourri. Mm. Get that? I'm not gay. So because I got no potpourri
I'm not
in
gay.
My house.
If only gay men have potpourri.
You like that?
That's joke true.
From Might Be a Redneck?
But that's not wrong. You guys, if you're a straight man and you have potpourri in your house, You probably like butt stuff.
I think that's way
I'm kidding.
But
no,
that's like that terrible, bad, like man show
it
jokes
is. It's
from the early aughts.
I think that it's, I'm just not a fan of potpourri.
I think it sounds terrible.
Well, actually, I'll rescind that. There is some potpourri I like. Just kidding, y'all. Just kidding.
I don't like it.
Y'all, that's basically it, except for...
No, they meet at the airport.
I was going to say, except for they meet at the airport. I did not expect to see this in the first episode of A 90 Day Fiancé.
I feel like we've been...
I feel like it's going quicker.
We've been cock-teased from that before the 90 days with Lana and David. I feel like that season was just full of catfish.
And, for sure.
And the OG 90 Day, they does move things a lot faster. The stakes are higher. And it's more of a less of a cock tease.
It is, yes.
So we do see Yara. She's beautiful.
She is.
And they ask, he's like, "Oh, I'm so good to see." And she did say, "Step away." And I think that's probably a language thing, but boy, you knew the camera crew was like, "I can't believe we got that." When she said,
because she's like, "I haven't showered. I feel stinky."
And she probably, that was probably like it, her, she translated in her head of, don't touch me. I'm gross. But she said, "Step away."
Step away.
It's great.
So maybe it's lost in translation and maybe she's just saying, "I'm stinky," but it sounds like she's saying, "Get the fuck away from me.
Step away."
Step away. And then y'all, he's like, "Are you happy to be here?" And she's like, "Yay."
Oh, and then she says, "I don't really feel excited." "I'm here. I'm living for this bitch. I'm loving it."
This is already chapter 7 of Olga Pudelskaya's book that I've read.
I have a lot to say about Yara.
I'm gonna have a lot to say.
She's got six bags.
Six bags.
I expected four hat boxes as well.
They're pink and they're wrapped. Y'all, Jovi has no idea of what he's getting into.
No. I don't think just like Brandon, he doesn't have a plan.
He does not have a plan. No.
Whatever. Let's just bring him over here and see what happens. Oh, cool. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Oh, y'all, if y'all don't know what laissez le bon temps rouler means, it means you're going to get fucked over by a Ukrainian woman. That's what it means.
Yeah, you can Google it if you don't know.
You can Google it.
God, he really, I keep thinking that he's the most Southern Louisiana thing I've ever seen. I'm like, he should just be playing "When the Saints Go Marching In" on a trumpet or something.
I mean, really, truthfully, if you think about two different cultures, I'm hard pressed to think of another culture that is different than them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. She seems pretty icy, but maybe because she doesn't know anybody. But later she also says that we said before, she's, "I feel like I love him, but I haven't dropped him yet." I'm funny.
Hey.
So you guys, after a 30-hour flight, I don't think we've seen this.
Oh, and she's pissed because he 30-hour flight because he's cheap. And so he made her have a lot of layovers.
So I go from Doha to blah, blah in 30 hours. He's like, "But Jovi cheap." And so we've never seen this before. The night she gets there, he wants to go to Bourbon Street.
Y'all, after a 30-hour flight.
What the fuck? She wants to go home and die.
I think what I think is the most surprising thing about this, I think we're going to be Team Yari.
Yara.
Yara, whatever.
Oh, I already am. What do you mean we're going to be? I was Team Yara as soon as Chompers came on my screen. As soon as she said, "I think I love him," I'm like, "Oh, I'm all in for you."
You're my people.
So yeah, and so they're coming, and finally he's like, well, I guess we won't go to Bourbon Street. I guess I won't get drunk tonight and piss myself in the bed. Because y'all, I guarantee it, Jovi has pissed himself in the bed.
In the bed.
More mm-hmm. than once.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he has.
It's an uncomfortable scene. And the very end with them driving away. I'm kind of, this is going to be a horrific train wreck, and I'm ready with the popcorn.
I don't know what it's going to be, a better culture clash. The two of them or Natalie meeting Uncle Bojangles. You guys, we're going to talk about Mike and Natalie right when we come back from this commercial.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay, all of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Yo, Big Mike is back. Big Mike and his cat jumping through the fields.
Hello, I just, why do you not love Jesus?
I forgot how much I missed her, and I forgot how crazy she is.
She's bazonkers. Bazonkers.
But there's something about her, you can see it in her eyes. They're just, her pupils are just like, they're just going around and around.
They are.
Eyes.
They are.
I love her though.
I love her too. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she really is. I forgot how striking she is with those blue eyes.
I think she's more of a catch than. In a way, she's cuckoo, but she's also more of a catch than Mike. Mike's a nice guy, but
no,
also
she definitely is.
But she's way too driven for Mike.
I think though she might be one of the purest people we've had on the show. She's very religious. She's
yes.
Cuckoo birds.
Yes,
but there's something that just wants me. I really want them to be together. They're, you know, it's like a. I hope they do, because I think they would compliment one another. I do think she is too good for him.
But also too, she's way too fucking wound
she's very,
tight for him.
Yeah, she's very religious, and
she
believes in aliens.
And I didn't know this. Did we know she was a vegan last time? And I'm not saying vegans are crazy, but I meant more like, do we know that she's a vegan? He literally is like meat eater on a farm.
Like a brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Like full on Wilmer.
Anyway, yeah, he said, and she wants me to be vegan. And I went, okay, there's a lot to process.
I think it's there's hard to find something you don't like about Big Mike.
No, he is likable.
Like a regular guy. Yeah.
Here's the deal. How does Big Mike have a cat named Aria? That's what I want to know.
On my list, the cat's name is Aria, and
I'm in love with this cat.
The cat was jumping like it was a gazelle.
This cat is living its best fucking life, just jumping around in a field, following Dad.
Meow, meow. On 27 acres, they could make an animated show about Big Mike and Aria on the Disney Channel.
Really could, until it got eaten by a coyote. But they maybe have wolves or bulls up there.
Okay.
Bears.
An outside cat in a 27 acre farm. Aria must be a bad bitch to survive.
Bad bitch.
Hopefully she comes in at night, because that's scary.
That's true. So they're wrong on a cat. And then we see, y'all, we have a name change. He's called Uncle Bo.
I refuse. Nope. He's Bojangles to me. Nope.
Y'all, if you're new onto our podcast, or if you're new,
I'll always be Bojangles.
If you're new to the show, or you're new to this season of Night, or you're new to Mike and Natalie, last season when he was on before the 90 days, he was called Uncle Bojangles,
He called him Bojangles, which I'm sure is a nickname.
Yeah.
And also, if you're new to us or this season, you need to catch up, because I'm not going to be here to remind you of things we said. And I won't allow it from this one either.
Speaking of a Kentosaurus Rex.
Kentosaurus.
So he's talking to Bo, and Bo's a ranch ham. Bojangles like, I'm gonna go shoot an elk.
Evidently, we found out Bojangles has a family. Bojangles has a son who he's seeing, who I guess who's like, I love you, Dad.
No, he doesn't say Dad. He's like, love you, Pa. Just Pa.
Because we already know Bojangles is finding a lady Bojangles.
Yes.
I like raw dog.
Right. I can't do her voice. It's too late in the day. Y'all are lucky. I already did it once in this show.
I miss Bojangles.
That made me cough just hearing, thinking of her voice. So if you remember, we need to go back all through it. But y'all, Natalie thought he slept with a friend, because he was like, it was this weird story of Mike staying with his friend's house. It was a woman. We didn't understand it. It didn't make sense.
It was on the tell-all. And so it was really hastily handled. So you really didn't know what was happening.
No.
Sean Robinson didn't ask enough follow-ups. And she was being pushed on by another producer.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
So they're trying to work on things. And he says the visa's not ready. And then she calls him, and he's like raining in a car. Y'all, this is like a
very Pacific Northwest.
It's like, but it looks like this. It was like a scene from, I don't know, Manchester by the Sea or something.
No falling on cedars.
Yeah. Yes. Because you know what? In fact, I think this is going to be an episode of 90 Day Gays Theater.
I assume I'm playing Natalie.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hi, babe. It's good. It's good to see you.
I received all of my documents from the I have received all of my documents and papers from Kiev.
Oh, okay. What's that mean?
I got my visa. Yay! Celebration time.
Oh.
Say something.
When are you coming? When are you gonna be here? Yeah, this is great.
You are excited, yes?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm so excited. So excited.
Are you going to be nice? Be nice to me.
Are you going to be nice? Are you going to
Michael.
Rub my corns. Put the toes.
And he's
do that thing with my
where
butt.
Where is Uncle Bo?
Oh, Uncle Bo Jangles. He's up he's at a roller derby convention.
What is roller derby?
It's like wrestling on roller skates. His wife, Miss Bo Jangles, she's up there roller skating.
I know nothing.
It's really his cousin.
I cannot stay in the house with a stranger.
Yeah, that's my uncle. It's not gonna like you're gonna be here anytime soon. So he'll be gone by the time you get here.
Four days.
What?
4 days. I come in 4 days. I make googly eyes. Nelly googly eyes. Nelly googly eyes.
Holy moly, I'm gonna get laid.
And
see.
They have such a, after they fought, they have such this, it's kind of weird. She kind of just stares into the ether.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
That should be Mike's name, Ether, because he's kind of that boring.
I don't know. I kind of like him.
I like Mike. He's nice, but he's not exciting.
No, you're right.
He gets excited though when she kind of flirts with him and he starts thinking about sex.
Yeah, he's excited that, and so it's interesting that she's all ready for premarital sex, but she can't be in the same place with a man, a stranger. She's all for like fucking in her mom's house.
She is. She is.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
I will say I'm happy to have them back. I'm very happy that they are back.
I am too, actually. I do like them as their story, mainly because you know Natalie is going to be like, I'm going to regret saying this because normally you do this to me and I say, sure, and I've never done this to you and you're never going to, you know what? Never mind.
No, do it. You can't just say that.
I really think you can move your mouth less when you do Natalie because she really doesn't move her mouth at all when she talks.
I'll take that note. That's a fair note.
Okay.
Did you?
I don't want people to get confused because there's so many Russian Ukrainian voices this season and you're right. Going to do them all.
Let's not move their mouth.
There you go.
Talks. You know what? That's the thing. That's the difference between you and I. I give you a note and you respond negatively to it. And do you see how I took that note?
I don't think I respond negatively to a note. No, you can fuck off.
You can
fuck off.
This just tells you who's the most constructive. I take notes, y'all.
And you take construction dick.
And I take dick. Haven't in a while. Y'all, we had another lockdown in Los
California.
Angeles today. Yeah. We're in California, and especially in LA.
Is it
County.
Pretty dead? Are people doing it?
Mostly, but you know what? Unfortunately, my hookup apps aren't dead because those are. And I've been having to say, you know, I'm kind of locking down my asshole.
You know what you're doing?
I'm locking down my asshole for a while.
Lock it, locking down your asshole. Lock it. Corona's got you in a hole.
Lock my asshole down.
Shout out to Darcy and Stacey and their summer hit, Lock It.
We really should record that.
We really should. I would love to do a video of that.
A number on my phone. You know what? They probably let us.
Oh, I'm sure they would let us. I'm sure they would let us. They listen. They all listen. I would listen.
They all listen.
Rebecca told us that her and Zed love us.
Oh, Rebecca have been saying we've been Facebooking or not Facebooking, Insta messaging them, and they've been so lovely.
Like I said, Rebecca, we love you. And when you're chewing on your jaw and making bad decisions, I'm going to let you know.
I will say,
I love her.
That storyline, the Big Mike and Natalie storyline. Is so compelling to me.
They are.
Those are going to be the heart of the show. The Brandon, Julia, especially Jovi, Yara, those are going to be the holy fuck what's happening.
But, you know what? I'm sorry.
We've still got the cougar
next week. Well, the deal with Mike and Natalie and the deal with Rebecca and Zied, some people might not agree with this, and maybe I don't remember what I said last season.
D-I-L-L.
The deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. The deal about that is I think they love each other. Like, I actually think Natalie loves Mike. I think she is. So I think that's what's compelling is that they have their weird ways of, you know, finding and procuring and.
Yeah. Mama's boy ventriloquist dummy doesn't know what the fuck.
No.
Chompers and Yara. I don't know what's going to happen there.
You know who knows what the fuck is going on? Jane. Jane, the hairstylist.
How did I forget about Jane?
Y'all.
How did I not write down Jane? Oh, I did. Jane, y'all, this is sad because I think that they asked Mike, do you have a friend we can kind of bounce ideas off? And he's like, nope, just kind of me and Bojangles and Aria the cat. Yeah. And the cat was busy that day. So. The cat's like, I got to play with a dead mouse for an hour. So we're going to go to Jane, the hairstylist, who you barely know to.
Yeah, I don't.
This was my favorite moment. I wrote down this. So Mike has absolutely zero friends. Besides
I don't think he does. And I think that Jane is. Y'all, Jane is that ride or die friend. I think Jane is probably, she's the person who'll get into a bar fight for you.
Yeah. She's every hairstylist who works at Floyd's.
Y'all, because she lives in the country and she shaved the side of her head. Do y'all know what a big deal that is when you're from the country?
Can you imagine the look she gets?
Oh, I remember.
In LA, it's just like, whatever.
What is her name? What was her name? My brother dated her sister in high school, and I can't remember.
remember.
What was her name? Anyway, I'm just going to say Leslie Ann Christian. Fine. I remember her last name was Christian. She cut her hair, shaved on the side. Now, granted, I think she, you know, I don't want to speculate about her gender because I don't know, but I know that it's in flux now. But in high school, she shaved.
Talking about not Jane, but the woman you.
Yeah.
You.
She shaved the side of her head. And I mean, women broke out in my school. It was like she just pulled down her pants and shed on the cafetorium floor. I mean, they were just shocked.
I think the PNW is a little more tolerant, a little weirder, but maybe you're right. I don't know.
Especially she also,
in Squim.
She was one of those girls who would like.
Not Snohomish. Like where Dale, not Dale, Brett and Dial.
She's one of the, you know, those girls in middle school who like come up to you and they say hi and they frog you and hit you on your shoulder and it hurts really bad.
Yeah, I had a lot of those girls.
And they're all going to grow up to be really strong lesbians.
No, that was like every girl because I was a very feminine boy. Oh. Y'all, that was every girl for me. They all frogged me.
Wow.
I was such a feminine child.
Stop!
No.
Stop, Clarietta! Stop it! I'm trying to
you
stop
should just
it, Louisa!
I looked like fucking Christopher Robin until like
Matilda,
age 11.
I don't like your nose! Stop it!
To the point of wearing like culottes. And I had so many girls frog me. Wow. Do you think that they liked me?
No. I think they enjoyed your company.
Yeah.
And they felt safe with you because even in fifth grade, you read them for filth.
Yeah. But like gender and things probably felt weird. So they needed to act out.
Well,
somehow.
They felt safe with you.
Yeah.
It'd be like humping a feather. Nothing.
I honestly, male friends, I think I had I think I had 3 male friends all the way through elementary school, middle school, and high school. All my other friends were girls.
Well, glad you didn't know how to make friendships.
And you had that many. I'm sure you were very popular with men.
Still
and
am.
Not in the way. Yeah.
Still am. I did have not as many. I had more girlfriends, but I had a lot of guys. My school was different. Lone Grove was so small, it was hard to be cliquish there. It was kind of like if you were liked, then you were liked by all. And so there were some cool guys that all went to like, we all went to St. Mary's. So we knew each other there.
Boy, that's interesting because you turned out to be a St. Mary.
And it's true. And then my best friend, he had a lot of guy friends. So my best friend, Sean.
Oh, so you kind of latched onto him like a lamprey to a shark.
Hey, nobody bullied me because of him and my brother.
I got bullied, but I learned that I had to come up with names to call people so I wouldn't be bullied quickly.
Yeah.
And that's why survival, you guys. A gay kid comes up with this for survival. Otherwise, you get killed.
And if they can't, y'all, just give them acid and have them throw it at kids at school and say, get away from me. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Maybe not that. No. Maybe not that.
I can just see you hissing.
No, I came up with names for the bullies to call the other kids who were getting bullied.
And I'm sure none of them are doing drugs now because they feel so horrible about themselves.
You know what's weird?
School is survival of the fittest, isn't it?
Oh, especially.
So sad.
It's survival of the fittest for anyone who's not completely normal.
Yeah.
And like run of the mill, or you're good at athletics, but if you're good at academics, and you're not kind of a pretty girl, you're fucked. And if you're good at academics and you're a guy, you're a nerd, regardless of how you look.
Yeah.
And actually, if you're good at academics and you're a really attractive guy, you're a unicorn. Attractive people will play down their own intelligence.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we?
Where are we?
What's that? The show, I believe, isn't it?
No. So basically, he talks to Jane, and Jane says, Jesus.
I found this conversation to be
so scripted. He basically just talks about, it's really Hashman. He basically talks about her not saying, I love you in the testimonial. That was great.
That was a very, very Natalie thing to do.
Yeah. Producer, like, do you love Mike?
I think it will grow into love. It will
grow into. Is that squirrel? Look.
I'm really worried that my biggest fear about this storyline is it's going to be heavily, heavily scripted. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. I think Rebecca and Zied's storyline, just because they already have issues between the two of them. Zied has control issues, and I think that's going to be the most authentic. I think these two might be, this feels like they're already seemingly probably more happy than we think they are.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's what they're selling to us.
Yeah.
Because we've seen enough of this. Yeah. It feels like a lot of fake drama for no reason.
I agree. Yeah. They kind of like, but I do agree with Mike that he's like, Uncle Bojangles is not leaving. First of all, they need a farmhand. 27 acres. He can't do that all on his own. And
he can't live. He can't live out in the barn.
No. And the show ends with Mike just sitting there stroking Arya like he's a villain in Inspector Gadget.
Yes, go Gadget.
And the cat's like, "Where's my dead mouse?" Oh. Yeah. I always found that cats who want to, the creepiest thing in the world is that cats will play with mice that are almost dead.
Yeah, they love it.
It's like, yeah. let's see how I can destroy this.
You kind of are a cat.
I respect cats.
He respects cats. All right, y'all. That is the show.
That's the show.
That is all the show.
That's the show, hoes.
Yo, so that's the show.
That is the show. Y'all know the drill. Go to 90days.com for now.
90daygays.com.
90daygays.com for now. And then we're going to have the voting for Come Name Us. That's going to start happening next week. We're going to get that up.
Monday of next week.
Monday next week. We don't still know how we're going to. Jackie will help us figure it out.
I think we're going to do a Google.
No, you know, something. Let's not say things. Don't say
things. We're going to shut the fuck up.
Jackie gets angry when we say things.
You're right.
And anyway, she actually never gets angry. She's just too kind.
So no, she just splays us like a
she does.
Like a piece of cordwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she just sits there and waits for us to say, Jackie, you were right. And she goes, I know.
Y'all, Jackie's always right.
Jackie's always right. Jackie is like that mom, and Poodle's like that kid flopping around like, mama, I want to go do this. I want to do this. And she just
watch me.
And she just grabs his arm silently, and the kid just sits there and just kind of looks at his mom and like stops.
I think I was that child. It's like, watch me.
Yeah. That's y'all,
when my nieces and nephews do that, that's so fucking annoying. I'm so sorry that you have to fucking put up with that. Look at me. And you know what? I'm kind of worried that I'm not going to be able to go home to see my niece and nephew. So that makes me feel a little bad.
Aww.
We're talking about that. Don't awe me, you bitch.
No,
let's end the show.
Someone got a heart. Y'all go to 90daygays.com. You can see our merch. The Poodle Home Collection is blowing up.
It's live, y'all. You can get Grateful for My Meds t-shirt. You can get Who Gives a Shit mug.
Yes. Yeah,
y'all know you got bitches in your life who need that.
You do.
Y'all got cunty people like this bitch.
It's true. We also have, you can get us on Cameo. You can do Jake It or Fake It or The Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's. Check out Southern Charm Sweet Tea, that podcast. Plathville is going to jump up for the Patreon today. And check out
our Watch What Crappens crossover that's going to drop.
We don't know when it's dropping yet. I think
we're going to drop it on Thursday.
We are?
Yeah, we don't usually drop anything on Thursday.
We haven't talked to Ronnie and Ben about this.
Okay.
You're talking out your ass. They could say they're going to drop this on Christmas Eve. Then you're going to look like an idiot.
We should talk about this.
So we don't know. But
cool.
But that is coming. So we love y'all so much. Thank you again for your sissies for doing the survey and being so supportive. Gotten a lot of great feedback. And we love you very much. And Poodle, we call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love?
Yeah, who that? If you're gonna take some boudin and you're gonna take some Cajun sausage and you're gonna like go down to Laisser Le Bon Temps Roulé, I believe you're gonna contact us and I think you're gonna say,
call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.